Unit 31, A Perfect Match. The first matches were made by a German experimenter. Like others of his time, he was trying to make gold. Instead, he came up with phosphorus. This camel is so sensitive that it bursts into flames when exposed to air. The first match was made in 1680. In those days, few people could afford even an ounce of phosphorus. It was so expensive that lighting a match was like burning money. The first matches were toys for the rich. They were not matches as we know them. They were small bottles containing pieces of paper dipped in phosphorus. When exposed to the air, they caught fire. It was not until 1827 in England that the type of match we are familiar with was made. It used phosphorus too, but in smaller amounts. It was lighted by friction. Everyone could afford these matches. They replaced flint and steel, which for ages had been the only tools for starting fires. But these matches proved to be curses as well as a blessing. Phosphorus is a deadly poison. The people who made matches often died from a disease caused by the poison. Babies died from swallowing matchet heads. Some people used them to commit suicide. At last, in 1911, William Fairbairn devised a non-toxic type of phosphorus. He proved himself an unselfish man by giving the formula to all the matchmakers, rather than keeping it for his own profit.